It's now 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, our fabulous queen of cheap, will have her deals of the day for us about a half hour from now. You want to give us a little insight, Roberta, into what it is that we're going to save oodles and boodles of money on?
Oh, lots of stuff today, Doug.
So I always like
I'm
what
not
you're
giving right. it away. You are going to have to wait and see what.
Always is. Ready. Okay. Jennifer Horn is here.
Well, Red Robin is among us. So, Red Robin.
Red Robin.
And hopefully Jennifer will have time for an update on the world of television, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Before we get to that, though, as I am in Jerusalem, there is a great deal of interest here in Israel and around the world at what's going on in Egypt. So we've invited Zvi Matzel, who is an Israeli diplomat, actually was the former Israeli ambassador to Egypt, to join us in conversation here to talk about the events in Egypt, how they may impact Israel and the rest of the world. Mr. Matzel, good to have you here.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us a little about your job. What is it, as an Israeli diplomat working in a country like Egypt, what sort of special problems did that present for you during the years that you were Israeli ambassador to Egypt?
Well, it's a great challenge, absolutely, to be the ambassador of Israel in a country with which we were in a state of war during a very long time, and to come to this place, wonderful Cairo, and to try to create a network of friends and to start a dialogue. It was really exciting, but I think this is a little bit of the past.
You're talking about the elections. You say it's in the past. Why do you think there isn't going to be the same basis for friendship as you've had? You're talking about the era when Mubarak was in charge. He was friendly with the United States. His people obviously didn't like him. Otherwise, there wouldn't have been the change. And when you look at some of the things that he apparently got away with, you can understand why the people didn't like him. So all things being equal, now that he's gone, elections lasted 2 days. The people who elected these new faces didn't seem to be very interested in having a military government. So what is there in this for Israel?
Well, we don't want to intervene in the internal affairs of Egypt. We understand very well what happened. They ousted Mubarak because of dictatorship, because of poverty, because of torturing by the police. All this we understand very well. But we must stress that Mubarak kept the peace, and the peace is very important for Israel and also for Egypt. Also for Egypt. Now, with the fall of Mubarak, what we see is that the Islamists are taking over. They are going to have probably about two-thirds of the parliament. And if it is the Muslim Brothers and the Salafis, they are enemy of Israel. They would like to wipe off the map, Israel. So we have got a problem now. Everything is a change. Everything is going to change. There will be problems. We hope that nationalism will prevail and they will not cancel the peace process, the treaty. We hope. But we are not sure. We have to brace for the wars. So there is a problem now in Egypt. There is a problem in all Arab countries. We are looking at it with great concern and hoping, bracing for the worst and working for the best. Both.
Well, that makes sense. If, in fact, you are worried, can understand that given who the players are, some of the new players, but some of the people you don't know. For those of you who are just joining us, we're talking to Zvi Matzel, who is an Israeli diplomat, used to be the Israeli ambassador to Egypt. Mr. Matzel, what do you think about the president of the United States, Mr. Obama, not necessarily I'm trying to be tactful, and I don't know why I should bother. Some of the thing, maybe I'll take the words out of, today's Jerusalem Post, suggesting that the Obama administration is no longer Israel's friend.
Well, I would not take this word of Jerusalem Post as something that is done, and no, absolutely not. I think that America and Israel are still very, very good friends. They work together, they cooperate, absolutely. But there are some problems, I agree. There are many, many problems, even, especially regarding what's going on in the Arab countries. I understand that from the White House, there are some noises they would like to have a dialogue with the Islamist forces. I think they should, on the contrary, warn these Islamist forces to change their way of thinking and to keep human rights for the Egyptian and the peace with Israel. These are not the noises that we hear from the White House, so there is a problem. And then also we heard something which really astonished us. Minister of Foreign Affairs Panetta said a few days ago that we are, the reason of the peace process does not go on. No, absolutely not. We just don't agree. These are not the facts. The facts are that the Palestinian Authority just would not like to come to the table. They put three conditions that cannot be accepted. We are ready to negotiate the issue about two countries to two peoples. No problem for us. But we need to negotiate directly, not imposing preconditions before. And if such a noise, if such a statement comes from the Minister of Foreign Affairs of America, there is a problem. Absolutely.
So I'm looking at, again, some information that's provided to me looking between the lines here. The headline of this article, An Ally No More, another one entitled Scary U.S. Views, wondering about why the President of the United States, many people in America, as you know, think they harbor annoyance at Mr. Obama because they think he's a closet Muslim and that he favors the Muslim Brotherhood. Defense Secretary Panetta, as you've suggested, has blamed Israel for increasing isolation, urging people here in this country to reach out to its neighbors. In other words, suggesting to you, Mr. Mazel, and to the others, certainly when you get down to the leaders here, Ehud Barak and the Prime Minister, Mr. Netanyahu, ought to be reaching out to the people in Egypt that are in the new leadership position to try to find some common ground. Is that going on behind the scenes? Do you know?
Behind the scene, there is a lot of things going on, absolutely. First of all, I think I would say that the dialogue between the two armies and between two governments is going on, absolutely. I think we have the same interest, even though the regime has changed in Egypt, the same interest is to fight against terror and to secure the region, absolutely. But this is not enough. This is not enough because ahead of us, changes are occurring. There will be a new regime, and the problem is how to tackle this problem. And the noises that come from the White House worries absolutely. I mean, to start a dialogue with the Muslim Brothers, who are the enemy, arch-enemy of the United States and of Israel, there is a problem. So we don't understand the way the thinking is going on over there in the White House and also the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Department of State.
Well, let me just interject here. For those who don't know what Panetta said, he said, quote, just get to the damn table, referring to the Israelis, get negotiations going with the Palestinians, keep the dialogue open as much as you can. There has been, and Netanyahu and Obama are not cut out of the same cloth. Obama is left of center. Netanyahu is right of center in terms of political values. And so the Netanyahu regime here wants to push the Palestinians and has, and the Americans, or at least I don't know that the majority of Americans view with Obama's point of view, certainly when it comes to the Jewish vote in America, Barack Obama isn't going to get much the next election if he keeps on the same stage as he's on, because this isn't what people want to hear. This is not what the Jewish population and a lot of the conservatives want to hear in America.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yes, there is a problem between right and left. Okay, but there are some facts. The facts are known to everyone in Israel, in America, and even at the White House, that Palestinians do not want to come to the table. And to hear Panetta saying that we are to be accused, it's a big, big problem. And I think that many, many people, many Jewish people and no Jewish people, don't like to hear it because it's a distorting of facts. You cannot discuss it. So something is going on that we don't understand in the way this administration handles the problems of the Middle East, especially the revolution, the emerging of Islam. With the Muslim Brothers coming to power probably in Egypt in the coming months, there is already a Muslim Brothers political party in Tunisia, another one in Morocco, and probably there will be another one in Libya when the election comes. You see, so there is a big, big problem in the Middle East, and it's not being addressed to as it should, I think so, as we understand it in Israel.
Well, as you can imagine, because this is an American radio program, we're interested in getting your take on what you think the Americans are doing. Final question has to do with Mrs. Clinton, who has been apparently behind the scenes trying to push Panetta and Obama back from some of the rhetoric, because she and her husband have been strong supporters of the Israeli state. Whether she can carry the day or not remains to be seen. What have you heard about what she's saying behind the scenes?
No, I'm now, I'm a retired ambassador and I'm a researcher. So I use only open resources of information. I'm not sure about what's going on, but I'm sure there are probably some contact between us and probably some people are trying to find the right solution and to go to the right path.
So let's remain optimistic then. Maybe that's the way we ought to live, finish our conversation with you. Let's remain optimistic.
We should be even in facing all those problems in the Middle East.
Right. Zvi Mazel, Israeli diplomat, former Israeli ambassador to Egypt, thank you for joining us here for Conversation on Good Day. It's 18 past the hour.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
And a Merry Christmas to you, Mrs. Scrooge.
Humbug! Humbug, I tell you, humbug!
There have been dozens of Scrooges, but my favorite Christmas carol is a modest animated TV version from 1962.
Yuppie dee, and they sing of Christmas. Bah, humbug!
That's Jim Backus and Mr. Magoo's Christmas carol. Simple, colorful, and tuneful, it's the Scrooge of choice in my house, and that's not just humbug.
Humbug!
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Things go very, very badly for Bradley Cooper and Zach Galifianakis in The Hangover Part 2. Emma Stone and Viola Davis fight racial prejudice in The Help, and Jason Momoa and Ron Perlman battle it out in Conan the Barbarian. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Here I am, Doug Steffen for grown-ups, Roberta Fasanelli for grown-ups,
Jennifer Horn for dummies.
Yeah. Right. You know what? I've got an idea. Movie. Let's write a book. We can, the three of us, write Radio for Dummies. What do you think?
Ooh,
Doug Steffen,
like
Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn.
Or Dummies for Radio.
I just add that to that long series of books. Dummies do this, that, and the other thing. 21 after on Good Day.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas sun dehydrating and preparedness kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations.
For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Dwayne Johnson, also known as The Rock, how are you?
Good, Doug. Thanks for having me on, man.
So is there ever a question, has anybody ever done this, the steroid thing with you? There's so much controversy with it in professional athletics.
I admitted to trying steroids when we were back in college. I played for the University of Miami. I played with great players, Warren Sapp, Ray Lewis. And we all tried it, and probably for like a couple of weeks, and nothing ever happened. We'd probably take an Advil or something like that, right? No idea.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Favorite, even though it's not as good and upbeat as many, I should say as good, but as upbeat as some of the music that has prevailed from Paul Simon. The album Still Crazy, after all these years, from which this is the title track, became number one during this week in 1975. It was Paul Simon's first number one solo album, contained his first recording with Garfunkel since their breakup in 1969. Matter of fact, My Little Town is almost a Christmassy sounding song. Michael, do you have that? Here, can we find that? I don't know if you have it.
What's the name again?
Get it fairly good. My Little Town is a song from Simon and Garfunkel. Roberta, don't you think that sounds like kind of a Christmassy tune?
It wasn't meant to be a Christmas tune. No.
Are you familiar,
but
Jennifer, with
Jewish,
the song?
So I don't think so.
No, I'm not.
Uh-uh. What? Yeah. You know you're not Jewish, or no, you're not familiar?
No, I'm not familiar. I was just waiting for Roberta to finish, you know.
All right. Well, but for this week, while I'm in Jerusalem, we're all honorary Jews. All right? That's just the way
I have
works.
It in me. You know I can oy vey like you nobody's do? Business. I do.
Yes,
hey,
I
I'm the queen
do.
Of cheap, you know?
Yeah, right, exactly. And by the way, the queen of cheap is hard at work. Today, her deals are from iTunes and Red Robin, and some more. We'll have that report for you in about 10 minutes or so. 26 after the hour on the Good Day program. My end of it is coming from Jerusalem. I am interested in sort of relaying some more of what we, if you are here, you're reading this in the main newspaper in Jerusalem. There are two main cities in Israel, Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, and they're only less than 40 miles apart. So there is, you know, what you read here, people in Tel Aviv are liable to read and vice versa. There's no national newspaper per se, but this is an influential newspaper. I was at, one of the reasons that I'm intrigued by this is yesterday, ladies, I went to the, after I got off the air, I was invited to go over to the Knesset, which is basically the House of Representatives and Congress, the Senate put together. They have one body. There are 120 members of the Knesset, and there are, the thing that's fascinating about this, seven political parties represented in the Knesset. Seven. They have a coalition government that has most, the largest party, the Likud party, has the most members, I think it's 27 or 29, and then there are various other people who are in the, there are a number of women who are now in the Knesset. There are all stripes, liberal, conservative, Muslims are represented, Hasidic Jews are represented. It's just a really very interesting retrospective of what really, I mean, it's more representative of what Israel is all about than any other. It's the only form of representative government that I've seen in any country that I visited that actually does represent all of the people's ideas. And this is what we ought to have in America. Instead of two parties controlling everything for their own benefit, we ought to have seven or eight. That'd be kind of fun, don't you think? 28 after on Good Day.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today on an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's the Toys R Us 50% off sale, and it's one day only. This Wednesday, 7 a.m. to midnight. Get our lowest prices of the season, like 50% off top toys from Barbie, Fisher-Price, Star Wars, and more. And earn 10% back with Rewards R Us, our biggest loyalty offer ever. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max. Like the Toshiba Satellite Laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Program from Jerusalem and Israel here today. There are a lot of people who are kind of be hanging around. We have trying to bring you a flavor, a picture, if you will, of life here. Certainly not everybody is all worked up about what's going on in Egypt, but there are plenty who are, and so that deserves our attention. A lot of people are preparing for Hanukkah over here. If you're wondering about the weather or what it's like, beautiful day, temperature in the 60s here. It's a long sleeve shirt day. If it's in the 70s or above, I figure a short-sleeve shirt, Jennifer, but long-sleeve shirt.
It's a good one.
But there are some pictures that will show up. I already have some pictures that we have that are originated here from me being in Jerusalem. There's a picture of me with Captain Buckner yesterday.
Buckman.
Buckman. Did I say Buckman? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Buckman. What did I say?
Buckner.
Buckner.
Him, too. There'll be a picture of that later.
Huh? Yeah, anyway. Wonderful kid. Most of the people, and this is a very interesting thing about Israel, most of the people that I've interviewed whenever I've been here, this is my fourth time here, have been people that have a connection to America, obviously. That's what makes this worthwhile, because you want to tell stories that are relevant to the people who are listening to the program. So there are any number of people that we will interview. As you heard in the last hour, we told a story about Mrs. Mandel and her loss of her son. The book, all of that stuff is highlighted. I think we posted info on a Facebook page as well, Jennifer. Did we put that up? The picture.
We did. The websites are all up there on Facebook.
Okay. Sherry Mandel had her son kidnapped by terrorists and killed. He was 13 years old. So she tells the story in the book, The Blessing of a Broken Heart. Imagine, put yourself in that position. And how do you not hate the people who did it? And so there's a great 501c3 that's been established, or the equivalent to a nonprofit over here, to raise money for a camp that's been put together in the honor of this young fellow who died, and Avi Lieberman, who is a comedian, American comedian, that spends a lot of time over here, was on with us talking about the they're doing a show tonight over here and again on the weekend. So the picture of the two of them is up at DougStephan.com as well. The other things that are there, the list is now complete. So what do we have for Christmas deals? Let's find out. The Queen of Cheap is here, Roberta Fasanelli. We'll go through her list of things. iTunes, Red Robin. When the Red Robin comes, Bob, 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 and along.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster
time.
It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Okay, let's start with Red Robin, bop, bop, popping along, especially if your name is Jamie or Jim or James or Jimbo or something along that category. Today and today only, you can get a free Red Robin Jim Bean Bacon Swiss Burger. Say that 10 times fast. Jim Bean Bacon Swiss Burger. Just today, but your name's got to be some form or combination of Jim. I don't know if your middle name could be Jim, but obviously you have to go in there and prove it with something or another, like a driver's license. But that's free today only at Red Robin. People Magazine, here's something for you, Jen. 10 free Christmas country iTunes downloads. And these are like some major names, like a Randy Travis and Steel Magnolia. And Carter's Court and people like that. So 10 free Christmas country tunes. You know, I guess you could talk about Santa losing his sleigh and, like, losing the reindeer and stuff, maybe. Subway, this is a great deal. $2 for the month of December for either a 6-inch meatball marinara sandwich or a cold cut combo sub. That's all month long. What a deal. $2, just $2. For either one of those sandwiches. Now, here's a website that I just found out about. It's called ShopRunner.com. And what they do is they've got about 50 different participating stores. I mean, and some big names like Toys R Us. And when you subscribe, you get free shipping on just about everything. And what they're doing is they're offering a free 30-day trial. So that's just in time for the holidays. So what you can do is just take the 30-day trial for the free shipping and take advantage and do all your online shopping and don't pay a penny for shipping. So it's called ShopRunner.com. We also have more information on DougStephan.com. Shoney's today only. You get a free hot fudge cake slice. I guess that's okay to go in there and just say, can I have my free hot fudge cake slice?
You don't have to buy a meal or anything with it?
No, it's free, yeah.
Shoney's has that great buffet, though. Don't you want to go there first?
I like Shoney's. I have very simple tastes. I love places that have buffets.
Sure enough, you do.
Shoney's is a place I'd go to have a quick lunch. Absolutely. What is it, $7.95 or something normally?
Something
what do you
like
pay?
That, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not expensive.
Pretty cheap, pretty cheap. Yeah. And also, here's a Groupon today, Jen, again for you, from the Body Shop. For $10, you get $20 worth of skincare, bath, and beauty products. It's only good through December 7th. I mean, the Groupon, it'll only be up online through December 7th. But you could buy it and then use it again to buy stocking stuffers. So it'll be basically half price, $10 for $20 worth of stuff from the Body Shop. And all this is on today's Queen of Cheap on the DougStephan.com website.
All right, because we're doing part of the program, at least my part of it, from Jerusalem. Things are not necessarily always in sync time-wise to what we normally do. So I'm a little bit late for a 2020 quickie quiz, but this is worth the wait. So here's what you work on between now and when Jennifer shows up with the television report in a few minutes. This is the anniversary of the American League for Physical Culture being organized. They're a New York City organization started on this date in 1929. The American League for Physical Culture, just getting organized. What is the organization aimed at? What are they all about? 800-510-8255. They've become known in simpler terms over the years. The American League for Physical Culture, organized on this date in 1929. What is this league all about? They promote a lifestyle. What's the lifestyle? The American League for Physical Culture. What is the, what are they promote? I chuckle, and they, maybe that's a little bit of a hint. 800-510-8255 for a swell Doug Stephan Christmas present. Help yourself. 800-510-TALK. The American League for Physical Culture goes back to this date, 1929. What are they all about? Other things that are of interest and importance at DougStephan.com. There's a new website that we have profiled at the website, my website today, Jennifer. It has an interesting idea for those of you who are parents. Instead of buying toys for Christmas this year, why not rent them? I would think this would be great for the Queen of Cheap as well, Roberta. Renting toys. It's a website called Toygaroo, T-O-Y-G-A-R-O-O, Toygaroo. it's hoping to do for toys what Netflix has done for movies. What an interesting, creative idea. How many of you, honestly now, who have bought presents, toys especially, for your children, after 1 year, maybe after 1 month, maybe after 1 week, maybe after 1 day, scratch your head and, my God, why did I bother to get this? Or they've played with it, it's run its course, now what do I do with it? So if you rent these toys for a month or whatever, you know, you can decide pretty much, you know what your child's interests are. So if you don't want to go overboard, I think this is brilliant, frankly. Toy Guru is the site. Instead of buying your toys, you rent them. Who else thinks this is a brilliant idea beside me?
Yeah, Jennifer, but are they sticky when you get them? Because, you know, kids' toys always get really sticky.
But you know they have to clean them up. They'd have to clean them up in order for this to work. They're not going to send jungle berries around. Roberta, can you imagine having something like this? What toys did your children love when they were youngsters? Because your children are older now. But what kind of toys did they really like?
I remember they used to love the My Little Pony stuff. My older one loved My Little Pony.
Me too.
Did you love that when you were younger? Oh, yes. I loved that.
I was so jealous. So
could you imagine renting that? Roberta, could you imagine renting that?
So in a way, I have them all boxed up in the attic for her.
So, you know, and
the Barbies. I have all the Barbies boxed up. But I'll tell you what I used to do with the kids is we used to go window shopping at Toys R Us. I would bring them into Toys R Us, and we would make a deal that we're not going to buy anything, but you could look at as much as you want, you can touch as much as you want, can stay there as long as you want. And that really kind of deterred a lot of, like, Mommy, I want that toy type stuff, because most of the time they just want to see it. They want to touch it. So we'd take the box, they'd look at it, and half the time they'd realize that it was like, yeah, you know, it doesn't look anything like what they showed on the TV commercial.
And the special toys that made the cut are the ones you kind of want to keep, like the My Pretty Ponies and the Barbies.
Our poll today at DougStephan.com, would you consider using a toy rental service as suggested here, Toy Guru, one of them, for gifts for your children? A, yes, what a great way to save money. B, maybe, depending on how expensive it was. C, I might use it, but not for Christmas. D, no, giving a rented gift that they'd have to return is a terrible idea. So you can fill that out when you're checking out the headlines and things that are new at DougStephan.com. We know that thousands of you fill out our poll every day. As a matter of fact, yesterday, the question was, is there going to be an office party where you work? Let's see how this shook out. For those of you who answered it, 33% said, we never have them at our place of business. That's interesting. 24% said, yes, but I'm really not looking forward to it. 18% said, yes, and I can't wait. 15% said, no, we aren't having one this year. 7% said, I don't think we've decided whether to have one or not yet. And 3% said, we've already had ours. Well, what is today? The 6th, right? Today the 6th? Yeah, today's December 6th. So
it is.
Time to be planning for one anyway. And we always get a good representative sampling of kind of a good cross-section of what America is thinking with our polls. So check them out at DougStephan.com. May I give you something else to check out at DougStephan.com? The Food Supply Depot.com and I have gotten together suggesting that it may be important for you to think about what's happened this year in terms of weather. The storms that hit the East Coast, millions of people didn't have anything to eat. There were fires in the West. There have been droughts in the Midwest, tornadoes in the Midwest. And these events all drive food prices through the roof, not just now, but for years to come. So be prepared. Protect your family. You know that I wouldn't tell you this if I didn't think it were true. I have never really involved myself to an extent. I've had this sort of product on. We had this e-food outfit before who was on, and they served great food. Well, this is the same sort of thing, but I think the message here is more important. Your survival, survival of your family, your loved ones during an emergency, that's what you cover when you're dealing with the folks at the Food Supply Depot. Food for yourself? Do you have what it takes? And I mean, literally, do you have a 72-hour supply of food? If you don't, you need to go online to the Food Supply Depot. Check with their team, foodsupplydepot.com/Doug Stephan. This remarkable company produces the finest quality packaged food products that have a shelf life of 20 years. They're delicious. They're nutritious. They're supplied in a protective plastic bucket. All you have to do is add hot water, and you and your family will have truly gourmet quality foods, natural food, at a time when you can't get to the market. The shelves are already ready. Are you ready for this? This is something that you need to be prepared for. When the trucks can't deliver, you've got food. What better gift for you and your family for this season? And here's what you do. And you go to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug Steffen or go to DougSteffen.com to our friends page. You'll see the connection there. This is very easy for you to do. And I'm going to donate part of the purchase price of the items that you buy to the Veterans Research Corporation, which benefits the medical research going on in our country for veterans. Check it out at VRC, VeteransResearchCorp.org. By purchasing from FoodSupplyDepot.com, you'll get free shipping if you use Doug Steffen. Go to FoodSupplyDepot.com/Doug Steffen, order your emergency food today, and help out medical research for veterans.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
13 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn now checking television. I've noted, Jennifer, the Israeli television channels, interesting in that they have a lot of old American shows on them. They have, I watched a little of Two and a Half Men last night from a show that was probably a couple of years old. Some of the dramas.
When Charlie was still alive.
Yeah. The interesting thing here is they have a lot of, and I woke up two or three times during the middle of the night, and I didn't go back to sleep once, so I turned on a movie called Hannah, which was really a bizarre, bizarre movie. And I noticed they have a lot of bizarre movies here on television. It isn't the same kind of selection as we have at home, but still interesting. They do have a varied selection, and most of it is either homegrown here in Israel or in France or in the United States. That's where the three sources of television come from. All right, so what's happening with us
in the
States?
Speaking of weird and speaking of Charlie Sheen, we have to give you a little gossip from the homeland, Dougie. The Sheens are back in the news again. Charlie's ex-wife, Brooke Mueller, who has had her own battle with drugs and alcohol, was arrested this week on suspicion of felony cocaine possession when she was making kind of a jerk of herself in an Aspen nightclub. So she's been arrested. She's out right now, but these people got to go back to rehab, guys, or something. I don't know. Larry King also in the news today.
Not because he's taking drugs.
No, he's made a proclamation, and he has said that he wants to be frozen when he dies so that he can be revived if science progresses to that point. That's what I thought. I thought he was already frozen, but apparently he's not, and he wants to be. So there you go.
What's the deal with Donald Trump doing this broadcast debate in December? How much coverage is that getting? The Donald doing, he's the host. He wants to be the questioner, right?
Yeah, I haven't heard too much about it, but I know that Ron Paul was not going to be a participant in it. Yeah. I don't know. Donald Trump, I don't know what made him the spokesperson for all Republican politicians, but somehow
he wants to be a player. He wants to be a player.
Also, right, Juliana Rancic, who has her own reality show, Juliana and Bill, she admitted that she had breast cancer on the Today Show and has been very public about the battle that she's been going through. And she's made an announcement again on the Today Show that she's going to have a double mastectomy. She's going to have both of her breasts removed because she wants to increase her odds of the cancer never returning. So hold a good thought for her. She'll be also getting reconstructive surgery at the same time.
They didn't catch it yet. She's got, you know, they got to make sure they catch it. Sometimes that operation happens too late.
Yeah. Hopefully good thoughts for her. Also, real quick, Bo Derek and Raquel Welch have signed on to be guest stars on CBS's CSI Miami. Kind of cool. All the sex symbols from the 60s and the 80s. Fun stuff.
Woo-hah. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Mm-hmm. long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Michael Levine is here. Michael is one of the most prominent media experts. He's on television all the time, on the radio all the time. His articles that he writes, his opinion pieces that originate at LCO Online, Levine Communication Office, is in Los Angeles. He also, with his staff, edits the LBNE Alert, which is a daily news blog that has features, information about things that are going on in every aspect of life that you could possibly imagine. So it makes for a great read. So I call upon Michael every week to give us a thought or two about some of the things that are brewing around us. I don't know if there's anything left to say about Herman Cain since last we spoke. I guess there's another new revelation. This guy needs to pack his bags and go home, doesn't he?
Well, he does, unless he's trying to position himself as a media personality. And for that, he can stay as long as he wants. Remember, yeah, the more you stay in the American conversation, the longer you stay, the more books you'll sell, the more speaking fees you'll get. Obviously, a 0% chance of winning the nomination, and even less chance of winning the presidency. But he's not running for that job fully. He's running for his own higher profile. Every day he can stay in the race and stay on television and stay in conversation, he ultimately sells a book for himself and has an opportunity to do something in as a public speaker, some other way of making money later on.
Mm-hmm. Now, the so-called the Wall Street protesters, Occupy Wall Street, there's no unification, there's no organization here. But if you were advising them, if there was some way, I mean, the best thing about protest is that it's not organized. I guess I would ask about what you would say to the mayor of some of these cities, police forces who are doing things that are really anti-free speech.
I would tell the mayors to be careful. I would tell the mayors that if they're one mistake away from a very serious problem. Mm-hmm. If in clearing or attempting to clear out these demonstrations someone gets injured or killed, you're one mistake away from a very serious problem. Mm. We have to recognize that this is a terribly conflicted challenge for law enforcement. Mm-hmm. On one hand, we want to create order. We have every right to create a sense of safety and order. On the other hand, they have every right to demonstrate, speak out, as long as it's nonviolent. So it's a challenge, and I would tell the mayors to be careful.
Yep, all right. That sounds like good advice. Hopefully they'll take it. How careful does American Airlines have to be with its image now that it's filed for bankruptcy protection?
Well, you know, airlines have such a bad reputation generally. You know, I said yesterday in some of my social media, now that American Airlines has declared bankruptcy, I expect next week that there'll be a surcharge on your ticket, asking that the customer to pay for it. I mean, they surcharge everything, as you know, bags, drinks, food.
Right. All the big airlines, legacy carriers
do such that. A contempt for airlines generally that I don't know that their reputation can get any worse.
So do they have PR departments, these airlines?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. But, you know, whether they're effective or not is for another day. You know, again, most people think airlines are not very customer friendly.
Well, they aren't.
Right.
They aren't.
If you fly in an airline today, a couple years ago, people used to say that airlines have become like Greyhound buses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think that's insulting to Greyhound. I think Greyhound treats customers much better than that.
Yeah, Greyhound has done a good job of rebuilding themselves, that's for sure. Before we run out of time, what do you say to the National Basketball Association? Now that the strike ends, they'll start playing in a couple of weeks at Christmas time. Are they smart enough to be able to create the right image for themselves or not?
I would say to the owners and the players, gentlemen, one of the seven deadly sins is greed. Pay attention, gentlemen. Throughout human history, one of the seven deadly sins is greed. And if you ignore that religious admonition, you are going to do it at your own peril.
Yep.
You will both kill the goose that laid a golden egg.
Well, they're smart enough not to kill a whole season, and I guess that's an important thing for them.
It is, but yeah. Be careful, gentlemen.
Levine Communication Head Michael Levine here on the overview portion of our program.